State exam slammed for containing propaganda pushing BLM, white privilege, microaggressions. By Peter Cattell on July 3, 2022. A populist politician in Ireland has slammed the country's state exams as containing pure propaganda after pupils were presented with documents promoting Black Lives Matter and concepts like white privilege and microaggressions. Herman Kelly, the president of the Eurosceptic Irish Freedom Party, has slammed two countrywide exams administered in Ireland on Tuesday as containing pure propaganda that is worthy only of a communist state. Pupils taking the politics and society subject as part of Ireland's leaving certificate exams, an examination process similar to England's A-level system, which largely determines what universities a high school leaver is able to go to, were presented documents praising BLM and promoting the concepts of white privilege and microaggressions. Split into two different levels, higher and ordinary, for the purpose of assessing students of different competencies in the subject. Both of the nationwide exams conducted earlier this week contained material pushing concepts frequently associated with the far left. For example, in the ordinary level paper, students were asked to examine two sources and answer questions about undocumented, illegal, migrants. The first source was an infographic titled Live Here, Work Here, Belong Here, published by Migrant Rights Centre Ireland, containing various statistics regarding illegal immigration in Ireland. The second source was an adapted extract from left-wing publication The Journal, which contained suggestions that a near-blanket amnesty for illegal migrants currently taking place in the country might not go far enough. Among the host of questions pupils were asked to complete on these documents, pupils were told to describe a citizenship project you could undertake, based on organizing an event to raise awareness about the plight of undocumented migrants in Ireland. Other notable questions within the paper include question A.T. Describe two ways that Ireland benefits from being a member of the European Union and question 7. Using the infographic below, discuss issues of inequality in the world today and suggest what can be done to address these issues. The latter of these linked to another graphic referencing the Black Lives Matter movement. The higher level paper was similar in tone to the ordinary level examination, with pupils being asked to consider two documents, the first of which discussed white privilege and microaggressions. The second document was another infographic, this time from George Soros-linked Irish Network Against Racism and the NGO's so-called Racism Reporting System I report. This latter document was also listed as being penned by Dr. Lucy Michael, a major anti-racist academic in Ireland who became embroiled in a scandal after being recorded talking to an undercover conservative journalist in the country who was posing as a member of Antifa at the time. When asked by the undercover reporter from the Burkean if she was okay with getting potentially physical with the so-called far right and doing what needs to be done, she responded that she wouldn't say no, with the academic also describing her professional and personal opinion as being separate. Pupils were also asked a whole host of questions on the topic of climate change, including one on how the Irish government should interpret poll results regarding higher taxes on energy and fuel. Speaking to Breitbart Europe regarding the contentious exams, Brexit campaign veteran and former Irish school teacher Herman Kelly slammed the papers, saying that they were clearly not about education and debate but the regurgitation of a worldview and value system formed by cultural Marxism. This is pure propaganda well off the Richter scale, and worthy only of a communist state, the former secondary school teacher of science, maths, classical studies, and religious education said. All the far-left shibboleths are in there, the Irish Freedom Party president continued. Class warfare, climate action, gender ideology, pro-EU empire, pro-mass immigration. The most outrageous section is the fawning survey by Migrant Rights Centre about people living in Ireland illegally, what it calls the undocumented. The state is using the education system to form the minds of impressionable and idealistic teens to become handmaids of big government and compliant repeaters of the latest things, be it trans rights or BLM when it arrives over from the USA, Kelly went on to conclude. Parents need to object to the infiltration of this material into the curriculum of schools. It is parents, not the state, who are responsible for their child's education. Time for them to take this task seriously. Disclaimer: The author of this article previously served as the chief project coordinator of the Burkean and was involved in the 2020 Irish Antifa project expose mentioned above. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.